station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm not focused at all.
I was like, I can't hear anything.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd.
And we are in a new spot.
Yeah, we're at the new digs.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing. I like what I see. This is like pretty
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like,
I have
know.
Good taste in things.
Yes. You know? This is awesome. I can actually see outside and make fun of idiotic drivers.
Yeah.
Or people who are annoying.
It can easily distract you, you know. So anyway, for those of you who don't know, we just moved the station to a new location, not far from where we were. And we've got like, it's a much bigger place.
Huge.
You'll see it after the show.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
the chairs
are
more comfortable. I actually have a cushion on my butt.
Yeah, you see, because this time I took my time to find new chairs and new tables and everything. So it feels really nice and fresh, you know. I like renewals, you know. I like that.
It feels good in here. The only thing is the elevator needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They said it didn't work here for a while, which I just found out. Can you imagine coming up four floors? I mean, I don't know that I can do it.
Well, I'm going to have to because, honestly, that elevator, I was in there for, I counted. No, literally, for over 4 minutes.
Yeah, it does take a while for it to come up and down, but what are we going to do?
It was ridiculous.
Look, we can't have something perfect. You know,
I am going to call the elevator inspection agency because I was actually scared. It moves. You can feel it move before the floor. It hits and it bounces. And I'm like, I think I'm going to get trapped in this motherfucker.
A lot of elevators are like that.
I have never been in one like that. Unless I was in the one from 1920s where I know what's going to do that. And you just jump.
I don't know. I've seen worse. Believe me, we looked at spaces all month. And I haven't liked what I've seen. Let me tell you. This was... this is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, so we're here. Everybody's in a good mood. And
am I in a good mood? Because I didn't know that you were answering for me.
Well, no, not you, okay? I said everybody except you, okay? But no,
I might
people are excited.
Thank you for asking. Just saying.
Well, I didn't have a chance. Do you like it?
Yes.
Okay,
and yes,
great.
I'm in a good mood was supposed to be the question.
Oh, I see. That's right. Yeah.
In a semi-good mood, I guess. Yeah.
So we took off a couple of days, but we're back live.
Yep.
And so how have you been?
Okay.
Did you have a nice weekend?
It was Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And so I went away, and I had a good weekend, yeah. And it was fun and all that, but now I'm back in my shithole place.
Yeah. What about the roommates? What's going on with them?
Everything's fine. Oh, I do want to make I'm going to quickly say this because I'm not going to give someone too much time. But so that crazy girl kept texting me again and again. And she
the one that wants to rent your room.
Right. Well, my room's been rented. Like I found a person that I know actually that's going to move in.
But for those who didn't hear the other day.
Right. For those who didn't hear the other day, there's this girl that kept texting me. And then she looked me up online, found out my birthday, and decided to do my birth chart.
Wow.
Then she went online. She listened to our show the day that I played her voicemail.
Really?
On the show.
Wow.
And she was like, you are such a bitch. You played games with me, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, if you actually listen to what I was saying how you're crazy.
Did you talk to her, actually?
No, I ignored it. I mean, she's crazy. I want to ignore her. Like, it's literally crazy. So, and it's funny now because now I know I'm being stalked or watched or whatever. So I have to be careful where I check. Actually, Facebook doesn't matter because they're only friends. Mm-hmm. But, and it's funny because my horoscope this month on astrologyzone.com had said, I forgot to turn my phone off. Has said, and I'm like, oh, here she's calling now. No, it's not her. But AstrologyZones.com had said that I need to be careful on what I post on social networking because I'm going to regret it later. And I honestly think it's because I'm going to have a stalker like her.
Wow.
So I'm just going to you know, I can check in where I want because she's not a Facebook friend and now there's anyone, and we tried. Right. But
is your Facebook private? I mean, do you
it's
have...
It's private. Okay. Yeah, you can't get on there.
So how did you find out how old you were? Or your birthday?
Google me.
Oh, really?
I'm everywhere.
Your birth date would be there, though?
It's on IMDb.
Really?
It's on a million sites.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or, right. You know, so...
Well, you're a public persona, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter what you
it was just
kind of
like...
What you post.
Maybe... And then she wrote something like, "If didn't you read my apology letter?" I'm like, no, I didn't get your apology letter until I was off air. And even then, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Usually you just... When I say bye-bye, you just ignore the person. You don't keep trying over and over and over
No,
again.
No, this is
it
weird.
It becomes psychotic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then you look me up and, like, that's just even weirder. So now
yeah.
I'm creeped out. Like, you're a stalker. You're, like, kind of like the guy who hid in my closet for 4 hours and
yeah.
peed everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you should reconsider being a celebrity, Virginia. What can I tell you?
I can't change what I've been. It's not like I do much that, like, anymore.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So we were supposed to have guests today, but we called it the wrong date.
I screwed it up.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. I mixed it up.
But didn't we have somebody else tomorrow?
Oh, we've got like three people. So
three people tomorrow?
Yeah, I made a boo-boo, and I'm going to change it all around. So
wow, three
one of them,
people.
I tried to get to call today, but I didn't get an email back in time, so it'll be fine. But anyway,
yeah.
So reality rallies this weekend, and that'll be fun.
Oh, you getting ready for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you qualified, right? You raised enough and everything.
I'm overqualified.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. We're going to go down. That's going to be a blast. And we're going to kick some ass.
Right.
Simple.
So tell us what Reality Rally is for those who don't know.
For those of you who don't know, you can go to realityrally.com. And basically, it's the amazing race for breast cancer. It's over 200 reality stars that participate. So there's about 200 teams, one reality star per team. So we kind of guide you on how to play, you know, how to play a reality game, basically.
Right.
It's ruthless because even though we're raising money for charity, we still want to win. And when you put 200 reality stars in a room with one another,
wow.
It becomes
a lot of ego.
It becomes a little insane.
Yeah.
Just because not only it's not only just the ego, it's the fact that we're all like crazy in our own way in order to get on reality TV. Mm. We're all like, we don't take no for an answer. We have to all win. We're all
right.
The same mentality. So when you put that all in one big area together, it becomes disastrous.
Yeah.
But it's good because it's all for, you know, a game and it's a fun game to play.
Right.
But you really have to, and that's the thing, people that are playing with us, just basically listen to what I say if you're on my team. Just do what I say. Because I know, and we played the game. This will be my third year. And it's so much fun, though. I mean, even if you don't win, it doesn't matter. It's so much fun.
Right.
It's about playing it. And you get to, you know, actually see what it's like to be on a reality show. And there's
that's
cameras
true,
and whatnot.
And the games and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
and it's so much fun. There's lots of booze and drinking at the end. So
really?
Yeah. And
how
it's
long does
great
it
cause.
Last?
The
like
game
all day
itself it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes till about, cause we have to get in line and all that. It goes about to 1 p.m., 1 or 2. It depends when you come in. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
what,
true.
Because there's 200 teams, so not everyone's first place.
200 teams, wow.
Yeah, about.
How many people per team, two?
No, four.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
So well, yeah, that's usually what it is. We'll see. I don't know what it is this year, but it should be around the same.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would imagine you need a big ego to be able to stand out, you know, among all these people and stuff. And I guess, you know, I can understand how someone would feel like they're important shit when they get selected out of thousands of people
to be on a show. Right.
You know, I mean, I would feel like, wow, you know, I'm special.
It's weird because when I was on the Ted Nugent show, I don't know.
It didn't occur to you like
not
that?
Really. I didn't think about it. Like, it always just happens for me. Like, I just didn't really think about it. And it was funny because I remember when I was in there and I knew that I was going to get it. Like I knew it. Mm-hmm. And the producers pulled me aside and they said, I really want you to realize what you're getting yourself into. Like this is, you're not eating. Like there's no food. You have to find it.
Yeah.
Like this is pure camping. This is pure
survival
wilderness. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'm fine. You know, because I came prancing in like heels and all that. Because, you know, it's an audition. And they're like, oh, God. And I'm like, no, I'm totally fine with this. If anything, I'm going to fool you all. And I did. So it wound up being great. And then with the whole Project My World thing, that was thousands. That was, I remember, that was thousands and thousands because I worked for the production company. Mm. And I was working, but I didn't even know about the show. Like, I was working with the production company on a different show. I was working in casting. And they had been going, I knew that they were auditioning for something. I just didn't know what it was. And I saw, like, you know, they just, it took like months, and they had advertised it all on TV everywhere about it, and they just couldn't find anyone. And one day they came up to me, and I thought I was in trouble, and I went into the producer's office, and I'm like, shit, what did I do? Like, okay, like, maybe I didn't turn this in on time. Maybe I don't know. I took a longer lunch break. I'm not really sure what I'm in trouble. So I'm thinking, like, shit. And I'm in the office, and everyone's staring at me, and they're like, so we have this show, and I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, like, what's going on? They want me to transfer shows. And they're like, we've been on the search for this girl, this crazy girl. And we think you're right here in our office the whole time. And I'm like, what? Like, I was confused.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh my God, they want me to try out for this girl that they've been searching for everywhere. And they're like, you still have to go through all the
auditions.
And
you were just there under their nose.
I was just sitting there. They were like, it's really funny because, you know, we didn't realize, like, you know, you're sitting here, and I forget what I did the day before. It was something ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
And they were like, and it kind of dawned on them, like, oh yeah, I've been on stuff before. They didn't realize all of it. And they're like, you still have to audition and go through everything, but we're throwing you in the mix. And I'm like, okay. So when I did,
that's nice.
I did. I remember I went in audition for the final thing, and there were thousands of girls that were there, and I brought my snake in. And it parted like the Dead Sea.
Really?
Literally. I'm sure. No joke. And because people were terrified, oh my God, there's a snake! Ah! And like freaking out. And I'm like, I think I just did your casting call for you. These people that are parted towards me, they're still in the mix. The people that ran away screaming, you don't want to deal with them.
Really?
So it was funny because when I got into the room, I said that. And I was like,
really? Did they buy into it?
Yeah, they listened because they wanted a crazy person who wasn't scared of anything. I mean, that's what they wanted.
Right.
And I'm like, all these bitches here, we're going to Australia, New Zealand. Yeah, they're going to run away screaming, you know.
Yeah, the moment they see a bug or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I do scream at bugs, but not animals.
Not snakes.
No, I don't care about that. But it was like, it was so funny. And then, yeah, so that's how that all happened. And I went through the whole thing and obviously got it.
Yeah.
But,
and then ended up slaughtering chickens and... for your
you know,
meals.
When you don't eat for that long, I guarantee you do the same thing.
Yeah.
You would.
Probably.
I didn't
care. How did you cook it? Just threw it in the fire or what? Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't
burn
or anything?
No, we had pots. No. They gave us pots.
Yeah.
Well, not really pots. I'd say like pans. And you figure it
well,
out.
Well, at least they gave you something.
Yeah.
God damn it. You know?
And we made our own like makeshift little thing. Yeah, exactly.
How many episodes
actually, no.
Did you shoot
I'm sorry. I don't think, no, we didn't. We had it on sticks. I took meat over a stick, and that's what I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
right. I know, I can't imagine they giving you
pans. No, they didn't until the very end, the last part, they let us have like a pan.
Right.
For something. But no, I had to cook it over a stick.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, didn't they have competition where you could win some food and things like that too?
Yeah, we could win food or the money. You had to decide.
Oh,
and did
really?
You want to give it to your whole team, like the whole... rest of the people there that are suffering, dying, or do you want it for yourself?
Wow.
So you have to make all these decisions, and it's rough because when you have a couple of the people that are there, you know, and you're living with them,
right.
You kind of like, and you feel bad, like they haven't eaten.
Right.
You're kind of like, eh. I mean, I was lucky enough to find little baby carrots the size of my thumb, you know, in the ground.
Oh, man, the things that people will do, you know, to be in showbiz. But, I mean, that's the thing is that... That's why they do the reality shows like this. They figured that these people want it so badly that I'm just going to like, what did I want to say?
I don't know.
Oh, that we're going to just make them look like fools, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh, they really try.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, I mean, I don't watch that many reality shows, but when I watch Big Brother, I mean, they put these people through hell. <You know? laughs> It's like put them in clown outfits and eat like anchovies all week. And my God, man.
Oh,
it's
You
know, and...
you do what you do, though. I mean, once you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, so that's reality shows. I don't, you know, I mean, I enjoy watching them. I don't think I'd ever enjoy being in them. But then again, you know... I'm not as adventurous as I used to be. But it would be fun. I mean, on a, you know, like Survivor, I think it would be a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, Survivor is the worst, though.
Yeah, like, I know.
You don't eat.
Yeah, you really need to know how to survive.
You really have to. And you really want to, like, study the land. And it's people more than anything.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the personalities, the struggle, you know, the power play.
Yep.
All that shit. Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Do you watch any shows on TV now? I mean, is there anything you like?
I don't watch any of that, no.
Yeah, nothing, huh? Didn't you say you watched some Showtime or something?
I only watch Showtime and HBO, but they're not reality. I can't.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean reality. I just meant in general. But TV, because I rarely watch TV. I just have CNN on all day. And then I watch 2.5 Men. That's still pretty funny, even without Charlie Sheen.
See, I don't.
You don't like sitcoms?
No.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. And then you have Two Broke Girls, which is just like the dirtiest show on TV.
Oh, yeah, so you like that, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, they have some really funny jokes and hilarious characters. So, yeah, they have all these foreigners on the show, you know, each one with their accent and where they're from. One is Korean, one is from, I don't know, Romania or something. So it's pretty funny, you know. But, yeah, I don't have enough time. I mean, I just don't find time to watch TV. I mean, there's not... Some people say there's great stuff on TV, but I guess there is. You just have to get into it.
Right.
And I'm not really into it.
Right.
You know, so...
I will say that there's also a new series on TV that I just noticed recently called The Bible.
Mm. I've heard of it.
Yeah, on the History Channel.
Right.
That I'm starting to tape because that's pretty awesome. It looked... I mean, I watched like one episode and I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, I don't even have Showtime at home, man. But, yeah.
Well,
I mean, what for?
Because the greatest shows are only on that.
Okay, I mean, but I'm not in the market for shows. That's
okay.
The problem.
All right. I see what you're saying.
You know, but I'll... so, I mean, if I want to watch a movie, I'll just stream it from Amazon or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, did Burgundy have fun here the other day?
She did.
Burgundy Phoenix is your good friend, right? Are you guys pretty close?
I mean, I don't really hang out much anymore. Okay. But, I mean, like, I don't go out in Hollywood, really. But when I do, yeah, I mean, she's great. She's such a sweetheart.
Well, she hangs out in Hollywood and stuff?
Well, I'm not here enough.
Oh.
I'm always gone. So when I was here, you know, yeah, we would hang out. But, I know. I need to have a girls' night soon. I definitely need to. I really like her. She's so sweet.
She's an amazing girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
She was fun. We had a lot of fun guests last week. And hopefully we have some good ones coming up. You know. Actually, you know who I invited back is Dr. Dina, the cannabis girl.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, she'll be here Friday.
Okay.
Again, because I want to talk about cannabis.
Of course you do.
I enjoy
that.
We have
other guests that day, too.
Yeah, on the phone. But, the thing is I felt that we didn't cover enough when she was here last time.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So, yeah. So that was the situation there. And
got it.
Yeah. Isn't it cool to be able to see outside? I mean, it's just amazing. And we have a fairly nice view of trees, you know, like a California view. It's not like you're looking at another building or something.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am. I'm looking in the back of a billboard.
Oh, well, don't forget about the billboard. It's, at least it's not blocking.
Let me ignore this thing, half my view.
It's not...
From my angle, it's
That's
half
true.
The window.
From your angle, it's different. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was hard finding a place. You know, I mean, we searched for a whole month.
I get it.
They didn't give us enough notice to move. And it's just, you know, there's so many different requirements that it's not easy, you know, to find something. So I'm glad we finally found something where people are happy and all that stuff, you know. So,
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stuff going on. What did I want to bring up? I forgot. It'll probably come back to me. But there was something I wanted to bring up.
I don't know.
At any point, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's see. I guess Heidi Klum is in Hawaii, and her son almost drowned.
Really?
Yeah, she saved him. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty, you know, I guess her son got pulled into a rip current with both the nannies.
Wow.
Two nannies were with him. And 7-year-old, yeah. So let's see, how did they? We were pulled into the ocean. Okay, so he told the story, and then I guess she just pulled him out, you know. And who's Henry? Oh, so he was able to swim back to land, all right. But yeah, she's hot, man. I mean, she's like, but you know what? She's 39. She kind of looks older to me. I mean, she looks great, but right. She doesn't look less than 40. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe because she's been around for a long time, it just seems like she's older, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's like hard to, I think, to become a model where there's such competition, you know, to be like as big as she is. Because there's just so many models out there. And how can you possibly, you know, expect to be selected as, you know, you go into these auditions, I'm sure, and there's all these beautiful women there, and you ask yourself, how am I going to do this? You know, how am I going to stand out? And suddenly you become so big that, you know, you're bigger than an actor, bigger than a politician or whatever, you know. So, are you listening to me?
Yes.
I feel I'm talking to myself.
No, I'm looking at the thing online. Well, no, I get what you're saying. It's just, I don't fully agree with it all.
Why? I mean, is it easy to get to be a big star like this in modeling?
I mean, I feel that when I go in somewhere and I'm going, it depends. If I only go for things that I pretty much know I'm going to get. And I may go for a few things just for the experience of it. But if I go in for something, I don't give a shit about anyone else in there because I look at them like they're all shit. And then I'm better than them. And then I wind up, I know that sounds retarded, but I just ignore all of them. When you go into an audition, you have to ignore everybody. You have to pretend that they blend in with the wall and that they're no one and they're completely retarded and that they're going to fall or whatever. You just can't, you can't even pay attention.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I will say when I first moved here, I used to be like, what if I fall? What if I do this? What if I look like this? What if, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
If you go in with complete confidence and you ignore everybody else, like they're just like a picture on the wall.
Yeah,
like
that's true. It's
there,
a distraction.
Then
you know?
you're totally fine. And you wind up, I mean, I used to book everything I went in for.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I mean, I don't really go in for much anymore. So, you know, that's the thing. But
yeah, but someone like Heidi Klum probably started like that.
Right.
But then you have to, like, how do you become so big? I guess when you're just in ads and stuff and you look, you have a special look, people start admiring you.
Right,
you know?
And she is gorgeous. And, I mean, Victoria's Secret, to land that alone is, like, it's huge,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Right.
So she was a Victoria's Secret girl at the time?
Yeah, she was. Actually, she was Sports Illustrated first.
Oh, okay, so that's how she became
big.
She was
a Sports Illustrated girl and then Victoria's Secret.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that would have been some time ago. I mean, they're usually, aren't they, like, late teens? They're models or something, maybe early
20s. I don't really remember.
So that would have been like, let's say, 20 years ago.
I guess so.
Victoria's Secret. I don't remember what I was looking at the time. But, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Victoria's Secret makes their, I mean, they make everybody.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you're with them and then you're set.
Yeah.
And
who else was a model for them that's known?
Well, Marissa Miller. I mean, anyone, all of them are known. Everyone knows who they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe after the catalogs come out.
Right.
See, you look at the catalog, you forget who it is, and then you move on.
Right.
And then they suddenly become big, I guess. But, you know, I mean, did you ever imagine what it would be like to be so famous, like worldwide, where you can't go anywhere without being recognized? You know, I mean...
I mean, I've been out with people who are like that. I mean, I've been around it.
Yeah.
For a long time. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, look who I was. I moved out here. I was with Val Kilmer.
Right.
I mean, that was the same thing. And
yeah.
Normally,
no, that's a big deal.
And I
you
used
know,
to live with Joshua Jackson. So
right.
like, same thing. I mean, especially when that show was popular. I mean, now he's on Fringe, which I think it just got canceled or something.
Mm.
Didn't it? I don't know.
I know nothing about that.
But yeah, and so it's like when I used to live with them, we would go out and it's like we're sitting down and we're eating dinner, and people would be like. Psh, psh, start whispering and they pointing and you know sometimes they come over and it does get annoying because like maybe we're in a really deep conversation and it would be like him and maybe and my ex-boyfriend always because that's my ex-boyfriend is his best friend, so we were all like together, but we would sit down and we would be in a deep conversation or talking about something, and all of a sudden someone comes over and just disrupts the whole thing, and you're like, what? I'm sorry, we have food all in our mouths and we're chewing, and you want what?
Right.
You know, yeah. And it would be kind of annoying. It would be annoying.
Yeah. No, definitely, you know, but I mean, I'm talking like really big, you know, like huge.
He's pretty big, and so is Val Kilmer at the time.
Okay.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah. Some people don't know who Val Kilmer is, but everybody
that's
knows.
That's not true. I don't know anyone who doesn't know who Val Kilmer is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially like maybe not now because he's not in anything for a long time, or he's been in smaller things.
That's what I mean.
But when I first moved here, he was huge. Like he was still
in. Was that
in
the Batman years?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like during all that kind of, like right after all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, everywhere I went, like, we would get recognized. Would, you know, he would get recognized, and it was like, I mean, it was crazy. He got away with a lot of it because of that too.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
kind of cool.
But remember, you know, I mean, when you're a rocker and shit, you know, people like throw themselves at you, and
I've seen it like, all. And seen it? When you're a rocker, they're actors.
Yeah,
and
I mean, saw okay, actors with, too. I guess.
I mean, I've lived in that lifestyle since I moved here. Like before I moved here, since North Carolina, for 13 years, I've been around it. Mm. I've lived with people that had people thrown at them. I mean, I remember being in North Carolina, like this is crazy. And we were there and oh my God. So I remember waking up one morning, and this is when my dog was a puppy, and there was another dog in the house, it was Josh's dog, and I let them outside to go to the bathroom at like 6 a.m. or something. And there was a note on the door, and it said, "Dearest Pacey." Now that's not even his name, that's his character name. This is how delusional people are.
Wow.
"Dearest Pacey, I don't like what you did to Joey, therefore I pissed on your porch."
What?
Well, it's a small front porch, and I'm standing on the front porch in bare feet, and I'm like, oh my fucking God, disgusting, you know, and I'm grossed out, and like, really?
Wow.
Like, first of all, the fact that you wrote the note and drove over is just insane, and then you peed on the porch because you didn't like how an episode went that was filmed, I don't know, a couple months ago, because it takes a couple months for it to air.
Yeah.
Wow, that's psychotic, kind of like the crazy girl, he keeps texting me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same mentality, it's insane. Then there was a girl who went around Wilmington and used to say that her baby was Josh's baby.
Really?
Which, that's not true, he does not have any illegitimate kids anywhere, and he never even touched this girl. So like, it was pretty funny, and she was just insanely she was just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of that. Then I remember one day we answered the door, and it was a whole sorority, like people, like a bunch of girls, and they were like, "We need to come in your house and take a picture of your bathroom. We need to use the bathroom to take a picture of it for our for their sorority, because it was a college town.
Yeah.
For one of our sorority things." And I was like, "No, you're absolutely not coming in the house, and you're absolutely not going to the bathroom in my bathroom at all. That's not happening." And they're like, "Please, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Get the hell out of here. It's not happening. Like, I'd like to help you in your sorority, like your fun thing, but you're not coming in our house." You know what I mean? No.
Picture of the bathroom. Yeah.
It was just like, I mean, things like that all the time. Like, what happened?
And why do they do such crazy shit at sororities and stuff? Why do they do that? I mean, what do they get out of it? I don't know, by humiliating other people and shit.
Well, that's why I was never in one.
Yeah.
Because I would kill them. Yeah, I never wanted to be in it because I didn't want to be up with, like, I don't remember what movie I was watching when they get up and they, like, start circling all the parts in your body that need to, like, go away or aren't good or aren't perfect. Yeah, I couldn't do that because I would take the marker and just X someone's entire face out.
Really?
Like, there's just no way. Like, that's just wrong. You know what I mean? To do that to people. So I never wanted to join a sorority.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to go through Hell Week.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to be told what to do. That's the thing. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
For what? To join your club? Yeah, I need to pay to be in a club because I'm so cool. I have to pay for friends. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm good on that.
So you went to college? We never talked about this.
I went to college for a little bit.
And that okay.
Was it. But I'm just saying, when I was there, had I had the opportunity to do it, I could have. But did I? No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny because I can't picture you in college because you're so like artistic and stuff. You
yeah,
know?
I didn't. That's why I didn't stay long.
Yeah, I bet you don't have the patience to sit on your ass all day.
I did not. And that's the thing. Like, when I went to my class, that's what got me in trouble. But when I went to my classes, I only went to the art and dance classes.
Really?
I didn't go to anything else. I did go to my my weather class
because
I liked learning about weather and astrology and astronomy.
Astronomy
too.
Yeah.
Well, astrology was part of that class later on down the road. That's why I was like, oh, I'll go to weather and climate and astronomy.
No, astronomy is fine, but not astrology.
No, they covered a little bit in it. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only reason. I was like, I'll do this. Yeah, and I only went to those classes. I didn't go to anything else.
Yeah.
I hated it. I went to my my camera class because we had a camera class where, and we had a mini studio, radio studio and all that. And
nice.
We learned, I don't remember. It was so long ago. But yeah, and that was cool. Yeah. But and then I got in trouble because I didn't go to anything else. So
yeah.
Of course you get kicked out.
Yeah. I know. Some people are just not cut out for college.
That's just not
me.
Exactly. I wanted to go to art school. My parents wouldn't let me. So therefore I went and only went to art classes.
Yeah. Well, it's never too late, though. You know, I mean, if you're really into it, why don't you think of going back? It doesn't have to be a full-time thing.
I'm in school, though. I'm doing herbology and homeopathy and Ayurveda and yoga. That's enough for me, and that's what I like.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need anything else. I don't need to go to a college.
No, but art school. I mean, you were mentioning art school.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I go to art classes occasionally when I want, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I tried to get into drawing for a while a couple months ago, but I don't know. I can't, like... You know, because it doesn't come out perfect, and when it doesn't, I lose interest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why am I like this? I mean, it's just like with anything else. You have to practice, and you have to learn it,
right?
You know? But it's like, you know, I guess, I don't know, at this point in my life, I don't have patience to wait, you know? I want to be able to do it right away. So that's kind of tough, you know, but it works, you know? I don't know. I went and bought a drawing tablet for the computer and pencils and paper and all that shit. Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't do much with it. At least I learned how to do a couple of cartoons.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'd love to be able to do caricature, you know, where you take a real face and you exaggerate it and it looks funny.
Right.
I'd love to be able to do that and still, you know, because what they do, they exaggerate so much and they change the face and yet... You already know it's them, you know? It's like Obama, you know? You draw big ears and you know it's him, you know? Caricature.
That is just so wrong.
Yeah, you know? Like really big ears. That's him in the caricatures. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Did you hear that there was some complaining because I guess on the show, I don't know if it's the Bible you were talking about or some kind of a show where they portrayed the devil... And they claim the actor looks too much like Obama. And maybe it was like the
Well, he is the devil. whatever. Oh, I don't give a shit. Good. Good casting.
Listen, but he is our president. We got to
I don't care. Him. He's the devil.
You don't care?
No.
What do you think is going to happen now with North Korea? Have you heard of what's going on there?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I mean, they're trying to pull us into a war.
Exactly.
And, I mean, this is going to be a big test for him. We'll see how he's going to handle this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I mean, North Korea has always been like a rogue state, you know, and they've always been paranoid. That's the problem with communists. They're paranoid.
Right.
And
I'm moving to Canada.
Are you moving to Canada? You don't think they'll be bombed?
No.
Yeah, well, if the bombs drop here, they'll drop in Canada too, let me tell you. But I'm not sure they can reach this far.
I was going to say, I don't think they can reach this far.
No, it's pretty far.
But what's going to happen is they're going to ruin... I mean, it's just going to... Basically, they're going to bomb someone else, and then we're going to get
American
involved.
American interests, yeah.
Exactly. And then it's going to be World War III, which Nostradamus predicted, and then we're shit out of luck.
Well, it doesn't take a lot to predict a World War III, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's like, you know, you constantly have that, and people are constantly afraid of war, but somehow it just passes and things move on, you know? So I don't know what's going to happen, but I guess they started barring workers from South Korea into this plant that they have where both South and North Koreans work together, an industrial complex. So they blocked those Koreans, those South Koreans, and this means war, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty scary, and I'm watching the news constantly to see what's going to happen. But it scares me because these people, I don't know, man, the way they run their countries, they're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They'll do anything. You know, what the hell do they care? You know, they make their people starve. They keep them poor.
What I don't understand is why don't people just stand up? Like, that's what I don't get. I don't get
because they're afraid. I mean, there's like, it's a state of fear.
But if all of the people were to get together and stand up against one person.
But how do you get to get people together?
Shoot the motherfucker. Then guess what? He's gone. Assassinate him.
But they wouldn't, because they love these leaders, you see?
They love the leaders that don't feed them. That's what I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. They don't they don't know any different.
Because everyone loved Hitler, too.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know any better. They think, hey, this is what we have.
God, people are such lambs.
Yeah. No, they are. But, you know, you got to remember, when you live in a state of fear, you can't organize. There's no freedom of assembly, so you can't really get together. Now, with the internet, it's helping a little bit, but you're seeing
that... They're not even allowed to have part of the internet.
Exactly, yeah. Now, many countries like Saudi Arabia want to regulate their internet and block sites and shit like that. I mean... You know, we're just like, I mean, these people are just unlucky to have been born there, you know?
Right.
And we're fucking born, I mean, we're lucky to be here because
I can't
imagine living in any of these places, you know?
Oh, yeah. No.
What a life, man.
Yeah.
You know, I guess there were just another couple raped in Brazil.
What?
Was it in South America? I can't remember where.
What?
Yeah, this is off the top of my head, but... Yeah, another case where the woman was raped, the guy beat up and everything, beaten up, and fuck.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, and they haven't released the names or anything because I guess it's pretty serious shit, so I don't know, but it goes on all the time, you know, and it's like it's happening more and more. And I just can't...
Yeah, wait, I want to know what happened. I'm really curious.
Yeah, it's just, I can't think of anything more horrific than that. It was a little bus, like a van, a minibus, and I guess they were just kidnapped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you don't remember where exactly?
It's South America. I think it was Brazil. I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brazil.
Do you know where in Brazil?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, if we look... Yeah, I don't know why I didn't look it up, because it happened 2-3 days ago.
Well, I'm just saying because that's where John of God is in Brazil, and I'm wondering if it's a bus to go on. There's a lot of... But there's also, like, other... yoga type things, and I'm wondering if it's a bus that was going to, like, you know, some retreat or whatever. Well, I was thinking of going there, like, I don't know, in the summer, so that's kind of important.
Yeah. Well, you want to go to India too, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. They've had rapes there too, so.
Brazil kidnapping? Is that what it would be?
Probably. Yeah, it happened like 3 days ago or something over the weekend, I think.
Rio de Janeiro, gang rape, kidnapping of tourists in Brazil. Yeah. Raises fear against ahead of World Cup. Oh, the World Cup is
going to be
there.
Yeah, the World Cup is going to be there.
Wow.
They have the carnival there every year.
Yeah, carnival.
You know.
Wow. And, yeah, next year's World Cup will take place. That's just crazy. I mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think. I mean, I know Rio is like a crazy town.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But look, these things happen everywhere. You know, I mean, shit, you know. You can have rapes like this anywhere, although, you know, these, well, it's not a third world country, but still, South America is a little behind, I would say, in many ways. And, you know, I mean, where women are harassed and fondled and shit like that, you know, I mean, it's acceptable.
Right.
And women just accept it as that's the way life is, you know, and they get groped and...
No fucking way. I would be dead in those countries because I would be dying trying. There's no way I would let that happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's interesting. Polynesian DNA found in ancient Native American bones. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah, this just came out today, actually.
Well, but I think we've established that there's a connection between those races, no?
Well, I mean, they look the same.
Right.
I mean, I have to say that Polynesian, Hawaiian, you know, Maori tribe, which is New Zealand, which they actually mentioned the Maori tribe in this thing. I skimmed it really quick. They all, you know, look very similar in a way. So I'm not surprised, but I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like the Pacific.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim, whatever they call it.
Polynesian, South Americans, and Native Americans are basically all the same.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
That's interesting, yeah. It's amazing how people go halfway across the world and build a, you know.
Well, a lot of what they're saying is because the African slave trade brought over 120,000 slaves from Madagascar region to Brazil work in the Barracudo areas. And that's where the Native Americans were drafted to work side by side with African slaves. So female slaves from Madagascar may have been kidnapped or ran away and found refuge among them. And, you know, they breed and whatnot. So that's kind of interesting.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it is, I guess. And, so I guess they've been talking about this. Jay Leno is leaving his show.
What?
Yeah.
I love Jay Leno.
Do you?
I think he's so funny.
Yeah, he's pretty good, actually.
Like, I don't like Letterman. I think Letterman bores the hell out of me. I don't know why everyone, like, he has got his own fan club, and that's great.
Yeah.
And he's boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I sit there and I've tried over and over, and I'm like, because I want to try to like him because everyone likes him.
Right.
And I'm like, when am I laughing?
Right. That's true. That's true. I do feel like that sometimes. Sometimes there's something funny, but for the most part.
Really not.
Yeah.
Where Jay Leno, I'm like, that's fucking funny. Oh, my God. That's really funny. Oh, my God. I just said that. Ah. You know, I just think it's, I don't know. I find him hilarious.
Yeah. Man, he's been doing this for how long? 20, 30?
Something
no,
like
not
that.
30
I don't
years,
know.
But 22 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's out in spring next year. So I guess about a year from now.
Wow, who's replacing
and,
him?
And Jimmy Fallon is going to replace him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think we kind of knew
it's
that.
It's been rumors, you know, but I think that's pretty much. Or actually, I think they announced it.
I think they announced it. I think we knew that, or I felt like I knew that.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Jimmy Fallon, I don't find him interesting at all.
He's okay.
I don't know. I liked him on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
He was funny there, but I just don't get him. I don't know. He doesn't seem to be very funny. He's a good actor, but.
Right.
Yeah, but what do I know?
So Lindsay Lohan, who cares, but played a joke for April Fool's Day and tweeted she was Prego.
Really?
Yeah.
This, you know what this reminds me of? April Fool's joke.
Right.
I was reading an article yesterday about Scope mouthwash.
Okay.
And then I saw the ad and I realized it was true. Scope put out an ad saying they have a new flavor that tastes like bacon. Now, this is Scope mouthwash.
This is awesome.
It was a real ad. And, you know, they're saying, you know, it cleans your teeth and all that stuff.
Right.
But, you know, and I would imagine some people saw this and did like a double take. Usually I don't pay much attention to ads, so I didn't really notice it. But it was so funny. You know, Scope mouthwash tasting like bacon. I wonder who fell for that, you know?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you look at the
but
ad.
But I think people would, I mean, guys, I know someone in particular, my guy would love it. He'd be like, I want some of that.
Mouthwash that tastes like bacon.
Yeah. He'd be all about it.
Yeah.
I think, and then I'd be like, honey, I think you have a problem. Because I could see him drinking it all day, like drinking it. Like, bacon's bacon. Yeah, please don't come out with that.
You don't eat stuff like that, do you?
No.
Yeah, you eat healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, like
I love bacon, yeah.
Ugh.
And, you know, I was raised not to eat it because, you know, and growing up in Israel and everything, people don't eat pork. And
yeah, why is that? Why?
That's based on the Bible, you know, some kind of interpretation of the Bible. And, which doesn't really make much sense. I don't want to get into it. But, you know, it's also you can't have dairy with meat and all that stuff. I'm telling you, it's just the way people
you can't have dairy with meat?
Have interpreted the Bible. Yeah, you can't have it at the same time. You know, but I guess some people figured out later, some scientists and stuff, that there's some basis to it, at least gastronomic.
I don't think dairy with meat would be a good idea. Anyway, it just sounds like a really bad stomach ache.
But yeah, exactly. but how many people are like kids are fed like a hamburger and milk, you know?
Right.
That, I don't think it's a good combination. I don't know about hamburger and milk?
What kids are fed that?
I've seen that all the time.
What?
Like when you go to McDonald's, when I used to go when I was younger and stuff, you know?
I'm not ever giving my kid that.
Eating all the time, you know, a burrito with milk. And how the hell can you? You know, they don't go together.
They don't. It's a horrible stomach ache. I wouldn't want my kid to have, like, horrible.
It was funny because when I came out here to this country when I was 16 and I saw friends drinking milk with everything, you know?
Yeah.
Lunch, dinner. And I went, wow, you know, because I didn't come from a background where people drink a lot of milk. I mean, we drink some in our coffee or whatever, but to eat it with lunch and dinner, no, it doesn't make sense. So that was kind of a unusual for me when I came out here. But it's, yeah, you know, people eat all kinds of stuff. What can I tell you?
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you imagine being sitting in jail for 40 years and then found out you're innocent?
Well, you would know you're innocent the whole time.
No, he did. But other people didn't.
Okay, right.
I guess there was an arson that killed 29 people in 1970 in Tucson. So immediately, he was 16 at the time, was arrested and convicted of arson and sent to many years. Served already 43 years. He probably went in for life. And because, 43 years, man, that's a long time. And apparently accused of killing 29 people. But I guess, so he's 59. I mean, he was fucking 16. He's 59 years old. Spending your whole life behind bars, man.
I don't think he would even know how to function in normal society.
No, I don't even think he would trust people, trust himself. Yeah, I mean, how do you live like that?
Right.
You know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, sitting in a room, and they don't even get to sit outside. But imagine if, like, you're sitting in the room and the whole world is going on and you're not part of it. You're just outside looking in.
That's, it's just
devastating.
Yeah. I mean, you hear stories and, like, you've seen movies and whatnot, too, where it's like they're released and they're like, well, now I'm so scared. What do I do? Where do I go? How do I mean, does he even have family? Does he even, that are still alive,
yeah, who
that
want to
bring him back? I mean, that's just like, God. And who do you sue? Because I'd want to sue the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For your life back.
And he says, I harbor no feelings of ill or vengeance against you. You
know? I do.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I would come out a raging lunatic.
Yeah. I know. I would too. I mean, this is like, it's outrageous, you know? And the thing is, just imagine if you're being accused of something you didn't do, and this is by the law, you know, think of someone in your family or friend accusing you of something you didn't do.
Here's the weird thing. Why didn't he get out earlier on parole?
I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances were.
Yeah,
but
so there's something.
Maybe because he got life without parole. I mean, that's 29 dead people.
Is that what he got? Okay.
I'm saying that's probably what he got because you kill 29 people, you get a lot of life sentences.
How they find out he was innocent now, though?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bridget. I'll come back with the answer tomorrow. I didn't have time to research.
Because that's what I want to know. Like, I mean, how they finally figure it out?
I guess
come forward?
All I'm seeing here is
it's kind of like OJ, where he's like, if I did it, this is how I would have done it.
Yeah. No, it says it only says modern experts have called the evidence into question.
Right.
So maybe now with DNA and all that kind of stuff, they can find out things that, you know, didn't happen before. And
you know what's great too is the fact that I have a trash can right next to me. You put it next to me. Mm. It's like I'm the one who needs the trash can.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny. And I'm really wondering too why I'm looking outside my window and there's a U.S. bank building. Uh-huh. And it's like a big bank building, but they're apartments.
Yeah, it looks like apartments. I don't think they are. I think it's suites with balconies.
Yeah.
It's a business building. Yeah.
So, U.S. Bank, you wonder where all your money's going to.
Yeah.
It's their condos that are right across from us that have huge balconies. I mean, I can see right in. It's like, look at their balconies, and they're all pretty with flowers all over. Like, I want to work there. There's even a satellite dish on the top. I see DirecTV.
Yeah.
That's actually, no, I'm not joking. It's right there.
I know. It's like our listeners, you know, in a few weeks, they'll know exactly what's everything outside our window here.
Well, I'm just saying, like, U.S. bank building. Like, I'm not going to ever go in that bank and put my money in there because they're using it to buy condos.
But, you know, they started, didn't you notice on Ventura Boulevard, they're building, like, it's the new trend now to build offices and apartments in the same buildings. You know, like right across from where we were, near Guitar Center.
No.
You didn't see the construction. Of course you did.
I saw the construction. I just didn't know what it was.
Okay, well, now you can tell. All right, everybody, we are out of time. Stay tuned for other great shows today, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.